You know, as we sit here, if you really simplify the so-called experience right now, there is this one movement that is trying to move away, this mind matrix that is reacting, trying to figure things out, trying to think of what it's going to do next. Constant reaction. Trying to move away into what it thinks it wants, its idealistic world. Moving away from discomfort and trying to find comfort, whatever. Chatter, chatter, chatter. It just goes on. Usually centered around me and my problem, me and my dissatisfaction, and how can I find my ultimate contentment, which never arrives. And the other movement I thought I felt an ant on my arm, which speaks for what I am talking about. So in the moment when I felt this sensation on what I'm calling my arm, in that moment there was a complete stopping for an instant. There was a complete falling into the felt substantial presence of what is. Or for the moment there was not a subject or an object of sensation, there just was substantial presence. And then immediately the mind jumps in. What's that? Is it an ant? Should I do something about it? Both movements are perfectly okay. You know, if there was a scorpion on the arm, it would be very useful to use the mind movement to maybe shake it off or something before it stung me. Who's to say? But the problem is that we get caught up in this movement, this mind movement away. It moves us so far away that we think we are this movement away, and we get lost, and we get separate. And so in the sitting, it is to put a little more emphasis on the collapse back into the raw felt sense here. It's not that complicated. Raw felt sense here is exactly what I'm speaking of. What does it feel like right now to feel yourself present here. It's like falling into this, whatever this is. It can have different flavors. Some comfortable, some uncomfortable. But it's always just this felt sense here, whatever it is. And then the mind reacts. It says it's too hot, whatever. And when the reaction is noticed, oh, I breathe out and I sink right here, whatever here feels like. And sooner or later, mind reacts again, unless you really, really have the grace behind you and you're sinking in. And so what you begin to notice is that there's this rhythm. One moment you don't know who or what you are. You're just collapsed into this soupy mystery that's just here. And the next minute there's movement away and commentary. You're going. And then you come back. And then you go again. And so with the emphasis on collapsing into the felt sense here, it is a way to take your hands off the steering wheel of control for a moment. Collapsing is free fall. You're done. You're just here, and you're done, and you're at the mercy of what is here. And then you go again, and you can't help yourself but to go again. And then all of a sudden, you notice. And even the noticing happens on its own. You can't have force the noticing. It happens. And you collapse back here. And so you're this rhythm. And even when the controller comes back in, you notice it. And then you collapse here. This juicy sensation here, even if it sucks. What is there to do but let it undo its rhythmic nature? So are you the human that is having the experience of touching and going? Or are you that which is constantly present, holding the rhythm, holding what is called the human? Or are you both? As it touches and goes and touches and goes. Just to be the power of now. As it touches itself, thinks itself, and touches itself and thinks itself. nothing left to do but to let it do itself, to let it do you, to let it inform you, to guide you, to move you, to speak you, to think you. Just to let it open you up in its own way, in its own style, in its own time. Shanti, shanti. Amen.